We heard earlier that the latest official estimate puts the state's population at almost 5.5 million. One of the study's many purposes is that it should inform future planning decisions. And yet, this year has seen a series of controversies about the lack of critical infrastructure like water, electricity and public transport. Earlier in the summer, the government approved €4.5 billion in extra funding for Uisge Éireann, and it's hoped some of that will be earmarked for towns like Newbridge, which has been experiencing problems with its water supply. Our reporter Kate Egan went to the County Kildare town to speak to some of those having problems with their water.
The water comes and goes, especially after 5 p.m. We also have issue with the pressure. Like, sometimes you don't have water at all. Sometimes you do have water, but then you don't have pressure. And then this is also affecting the heating systems.
One of the residents of Ballymanny Manor, a long-established housing estate on the outskirts of Newbridge town, where problems with the water system have been an issue for a number of months. This woman went on to explain to me why the position is particularly difficult for her family.
Well, I have this little baby, he's only 2 months, and it's really tough because, let's say, if I have to give him a bath, like, and we don't have water, and also, like, for cleaning, you know, like washing his clothes and cleaning around the house as well. Water is important for everything.
And it's an issue other residents and families in this estate have been experiencing too.
So we get up in the morning, we're okay, we fill the kettle, that'll do us till lunchtime, and then we fill it again. And then at tea time, we just have to take our chances.
We've been having problems since the beginning of January this year. We have 4 people in the house, and suddenly around 6 p.m. when I try to have a shower, it stops and I just can't have a shower. So, and sometimes we can't even wash our clothes, so that's been a little bit of an issue.
We start facing some sediments in our water tank, and also the pressure was up and down and more down than up. And lately we had our plumber to clean everything, so it was a huge expense as well. So
local representatives are aware of the water problems here, as Social Democrats councillor in Newbridge Chris Pender explains.
So what's happening in Ballymanny Manor is from 5 p.m. onwards they have no water pressure or low water pressure, to the point where it may as well be no water pressure. This is one of the housing estates that I'm repeatedly contacted by, telling me that from 5 p.m. they have nothing. They can't make bottles, they can't make tea, they can't run a bath, have a shower.
Well, Fine Gael councillor for the area, Peggy O'Dwyer, says it's not just this estate having problems with water, but other parts of Newbridge need investment in this area as well.
For this one up here, we're still trying to investigate the problem, but it does need significant financial investment. And that's where the government needs to come on board, and whatever Irish Water requests, if they need it, they need it, and they need to be given the funding to do it.
Uisge Éireann inherited the responsibility for the water system here from Kildare County Council. Maria O'Dwyer is Infrastructure Delivery Director with Uisge Éireann. She says they're very much aware of the problems in parts of Newbridge and are working on solutions.
We don't have enough water in the area, and we are seeking to address that issue as soon as possible. So we've identified works that need to start there in the next few weeks. We're looking to construct 8.3 kilometres of a new water main to alleviate the pressure issues and actually bring more water into that area. But it's not unique. I suppose it's that town is similar to other parts of the country where more investment is needed in water services. Our population has been growing, and that's the challenge, keeping pace with the growth that has been happening.
Well, Social Democrats councillor Chris Pender says he's very much in favour of zoning for housing development, especially given the current housing crisis. But he says he is worried that he may have to oppose such zoning in the future because of a lack of water infrastructure in the town. And he says the problems being experienced now often cause divisions in some communities.
And this is something that we're seeing obviously across our towns and villages in Ireland, that older housing estates are being surrounded by newer ones because that's how development works. But it is creating a difficulty for many of the residents, because it's creating that level of, well, you might be the reason why I don't have water. Genuinely, I don't believe that is the truth. I do believe it is a capacity issue.
Fine Gael councillor Peggy O'Dwyer says politicians and officials need to reflect on how Newbridge got to this situation.
Well, it's too late when the problems arise, as what has happened in Newbridge. We've had significant new development within the town, but unfortunately now we discover we have a problem that we're not able to meet the demand. So from that point of view, we need to reflect back and say what happened. Was our planning, was it right? Did we do a proper assessment on the planning applications as they came in? And we need to learn from this situation, because we certainly don't want any village, any town, any house to have what we presently now have in Newbridge, and we're working with Irish Water to get it resolved.
But for the residents of Ballymoney Manor, they say investment in infrastructure is crucial for the future of Newbridge.
You know, it's just crazy. Like, so I think it's not only water that they need to look into, but also infrastructure in general.
If you look next door here, there's two estates being built. And if they get attached to our water supply, we're down to a dribble. So really, for the infrastructure to go ahead, the water, electricity, schools, doctors, has to be there first.
And that was Kate Egan reporting from Newbridge in County Kildare.